You are listening to the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, and it's TRS World 11 time once again as we introduce the latest of our TRS World 11 team members. It's one of the linchpins of our midfield from the Chertsey Thames Valley Hockey Club in England. It's Martin Lee, aka Tansy. Tansy, welcome to the show.
Good morning or good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
It's fantastic. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. I guess we always like to start off and, you know, welcome you along, but find out from you how you felt about getting the call up for the TRS World 11.
I was amazed, actually. I've obviously been a big fan of the podcast from the off, I think, from episode one. I found it by accident, as it happens, just through a Google search, but I was intrigued, and the more I listened, the more it drew me in. And obviously when the thing went out for players wanted, I thought, yeah, I'll have some of that. And to actually get selected, I was like really stoked, I think you'd say, over there.
So Tance, what's your hockey journey? How did it all start for you?
Well, mine's been sort of in two chapters, with a 20 year gap in the middle. I'm sort of on the back to hockey success stories, but I first was introduced to hockey when I was in the Royal Navy. That's in fact where my nickname originates from. The nickname Tansy is a traditional Navy nickname. I believe my father, who was also in the Royal Navy, told me it was after a boxer called Tansy Lee. It was a Scottish boxer that was spelled with a C then, but I spell it with a Z, which is sort of the way it's evolved, I guess, over the years. But yeah, that's where I first picked up a hockey stick. There's a rather fast-paced game it's still traditionally played on the upper decks of surface ships, or targets as we call them in the submarine service. And I'll probably get some stick for that. But yeah, it's used with sort of peculiar sort of straightened walking sticks that I believe they're called Russell sticks or something, after another historic version of the game of hockey in Russell School. But that's, as I say, played on the flight decks of targets, and it's quite a violent game. The puck is normally made out of a bit of rope covered in duct tape, and there's normally quite a few injuries from tripping over things on the deck and the like. But anyway, I got introduced to that in the gymnasium, because they also play it shore-based, and that's when I first came across the bully, which obviously you're big fans of.
Yes. And, hashtag bring back the bully.
And yeah, that's where I first picked up a stick, but it wasn't for another nine-ish years, when I was actually queuing up for Scran. It was a Wednesday afternoon, which is traditionally sports make-em, and it's like the afternoon off the sports, and the club swinger, the physical training instructor, is walking around. It's quite often, if they're short of players for teams, they walk down the queue for when you're queuing up for your food, and try and recruit some additional players. And they, in this particular afternoon, they were short of hockey players. So I said, yeah, I'll have a go at that. And then a couple of hours later, I was out on the recently laid Astro, and defending a short corner, I got whacked straight clean on the knee, and it, you know, it obviously hurt quite a lot, but it didn't put me off. And then, as patrols dictated, and I had time off, I played a few more games over the next couple of seasons and stuff, and it kind of went for there until I moved into a different sport, so, which I can tell you a bit more about.
What was that?
You might remember it, actually, Matt. The Royal Tournament used to be on a telly, the Mad Sailors with the ton of a gun, the field gun competition. I got involved in that, and the training for that, you know, it's obviously a lot serious and hard work, and it sort of took me away from hockey, and I sort of leant towards rugby. And then, as I say, it was a big gap in between picking up a stick again.
So, and so you then ended up at Chertsey Thames Valley Hockey Club. Is that your first and only club that you played with?
Yes, apart from when I was in the Royal Navy, I'd had a big gap in between. And my daughter, she was in year five, and they've this really good scheme down in Surrey here. I mean, there's a hotbed of hockey around here. We've got Surbiton, Wimbledon. There's, you know, loads of big clubs around here. But the Surrey Youth Games is currently sponsored by Specsavers. But they have this, it's the largest multi-sports event in the county, and it's a wonderful event where any kids can sort of sign up to try a new sport, and they get 8 weeks of free coaching. And the aim being to introduce them to new sports. Well, my daughter signed up for hockey, and that's run by Chertsey Thames Valley in the Runnymede area. And it culminates in a competition after the 8 weeks training. And, you know, they can win medals if they win the competition. Sadly, Runnymede didn't that year, but she was hooked, and I took her down, signed her up to Chertsey Thames Valley. And whilst down there watching the under-12s game one Sunday morning, do you not fancy it then? Sort of got asked by the coach. I said, well, you know, I've played a bit in the past in the Royal Navy. Next thing I knew, I was buying a stick, and the following Saturday I was out running around for the men's twos away at Camberley.
Brilliant.
How long did you serve for, Tans?
I did 14 years, John. It was really good. I really enjoyed it, but with cutbacks and stuff, you know, it's just not the job it once was.
I actually played the last few seasons with a few submariners that are based, you've probably heard of Garden Island here in Perth. Yeah. It's a big submarine base. And, you're a unique bunch, you submariners.
That's a polite way of putting it, but yeah, I know what you mean.
So what do you do now? How are you supporting your hockey fix at the moment?
I work for Thames Water as a process control engineer. Basically, I'm part of a team that run the second largest sewage works in London.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
So we should be careful about what we say to you, but people could have things redirected if they're not careful.
Yeah, I mean, all the shit jokes, I've heard them all.
I bet.
Tansy, tell us about Chertsey Thames Valley Hockey Club. What's the size of the club? What's the mix of the club? Tell us about the club rooms and where you play and all that sort of stuff.
Chertsey Thames Valley Hockey Club is a wonderful club. We call it a happy little club. It's, as I say, in the hotbed of hockey down here in the south of England, it's you know, we're not going to be challenging for the National League. We've got Old Georgians just up the road. They're our neighbours. Woking, you know, they're signing big players this season. But yeah, we sit there. We're a friendly family club. We've got three men's teams, two ladies, and a thriving cult section. When Emily started, there was probably only 20 or so cults. There's now about 80. And it is so good to see them, you know, out of the Astro. We only train on one night, the whole club, so the cults are 6 to 7.30, and then 7.30 to 9 is the adults. There's only the one Astro, but it's a wonderful, really good condition. I think it's only about 10 years old, but it's a really nice surface, and it's just enjoyable to play on. The club room we share with Chertsey Cricket Club. We're their tenants, but that's, again, a wonderful facility. Chertsey Cricket Club, I don't know if you knew, but they actually invented the third stump in the game of cricket way back when, in the 1700s.
The third stump.
Yeah.
There you go, you learn something new every day. So the club rooms, is that far away from where you play on the turf? Do you have to travel far?
5 minute drive. It's better than going to a pub, which is what some clubs have to do, unfortunately. But yeah, it's really good facility. Unfortunately, it's not pitch side.
Do you find most of the opposition teams that play against you will go back to the club rooms?
I'd say 60 to 70% do, but then again, it won't be the whole team. But, you know, pretty much most teams do, unless they're rushing off for a fixture at their own club, you know, to support another team or what have you.
So how far?
Yeah. What about the? Sorry, John.
How far would you travel for a game, Tans?
Where we are in Surrey, we've got sort of Croydon, which is. It's like there's so many teams come out of Croydon, so we quite often have to travel to Croydon. Although the men's twos, we haven't got a game this weekend, so I'm travelling to Marlow with the men's threes on Saturday. And I mean, that's not that far, but It's a 4:30 pushback, although I hate that term as much as you do. So, you know, that's going to be a late finish. But the furthest men's freeze game, I think, is down in Kent somewhere later in the season. I mean, they won't be getting back from there from probably 8 to 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Well, on the turf here, some of our games actually start at that time on a Saturday.
Yes, or Sunday, as it turns out.
Yeah. So just on the club there, Tansy, who are some of the heroes within the club? Who are the ones that do all the hard work? Who are the ones that are always around and about and involved?
Right, I've got to give a shout out to a good friend of mine. He's the men's one's captain, but more importantly, he's our webmaster, Forrest. His nickname originated from Boasty, is another character I'll come on to mention. He's been with the club for years, Forrest. His father is the chairman, and when he was 13, he used to play on the left wing, and Boasty would shell the ball out to him and shout, run. And then it developed into run, Forrest, run, and then the high-pitched voices, and you know the name Forrest has stuck from there. But he runs the website, as I say, he's the webmaster, and people will forever ask him, what's this time, what's that? He said, look, it's on the sodding website, and that's sort of the term for the website. It's the sodding website. No one calls it the website. But they still don't look at it either, so it gets a bit annoying.
Well,
tell us about Boasty.
Now, Boasty, he's the stalwart of both Chertsey Cricket Club and the hockey club. He primarily played cricket. He's a bit of a legend. We had a game against, I think, Surbiton Eights. They call it the Surbiton Spartans last season. They got promoted, and he flew back from Delhi overnight without sleeping. Turned out for us in the game that morning. We were 2-0 down at half time. He threw his toys out of the pram, got excited, scored the first, and then we scored a second to equalise, and we saved a point. Looked like we were going to get stuffed, to be fair. Yeah. He's a motivator, to put it mildly. He likes to encourage people, although a lot of people get sick of his voice.
Everybody, every club has one of those.
Yeah, that's that guy.
All right, steady on, I can hear you.
yeah, that's it, that's what I'm thinking.
That's great. What about anybody else? Any top goal scorers in your team at the moment?
Top goal scorers in our team, Neil Smith. Smithy, he scores. He's always on the score sheet. I'm also the mixed captain. He was my mixed team's scorer last season. He's been he's the men's two's top scorer sort of overall, I believe. I don't know, he's just one of these guys, get him in the D and he can score, and he makes it look so casual. He used to be a pro golfer. He's got a good eye for the ball.
A pro golfer? I would have thought golf would work against a hockey player.
It doesn't seem to affect him. And then I must give Mr. President a mention, especially him of the crack and rum fame.
Right, yes, I was going to get onto that. Tell us that story as well.
Right, well, it's a couple of club dinners ago now. For some reason, it's a tradition that they bring a bottle of spirits to like, have a quick drink in between the courses getting served. And I arrived slightly late, so I didn't get to sit with the men's twos, and I ended up sitting next to Mark, the Mr. President, who happens to have a bottle of crack and rum. And he said, get a couple of shot glasses. So we popped to the bar and got those. And then, do you want to? Yeah, so we started necking this rum. And I don't really remember a lot more about it. I won the most improved player for the men's twos that season, but I don't really remember much more about it.
Well, actually, Tansy, you can share a little bit more, because on your application you said, as the cracking kicked in, my memory of events became sketchy, but I've been reminded frequently about my stripping routine to Nelly. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up.
You shouldn't have sent it to us.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all my clothes, I think that's how it goes, and I think that's quite what happened, to be fair.
Is that an act you perfected in the Royal Navy?
Yeah, well, you know, the sailors like to drink and have a good night ashore and stuff. So, yeah, it took a few years to develop, I guess. But it's kind of expected now, that's the
You're a long time at sea.
Yeah, the ladies all liked it.
Yeah, Tansy. Oh, go on, John, sorry.
Oh, you mentioned you're captain of the mix there. Is there quite a few ladies involved down there as well?
Yeah, we got two ladies sides. They're verging on three. They're just waiting for some more colts to come up. I think they're looking at three, but it's the goalkeeper is always an issue. There's no youngsters through the girls section coming up at the moment. But yeah, we got really healthy. I've got 30 on my books now. When I took the side over a couple of seasons ago, we used to sort of get 16 or 17, but sort of got our own identity now. I've had a new kit made for the mixed, and yeah, we got quite a healthy selection. And the ladies integrate with us really well, and I say we're a happy little club. It's all good. It seems to work really well at the moment.
Now, personal hockey highlights. Tell us your most memorable moment on the field, Tansy.
My most memorable moment on the field, Matt, is every season I've occasionally been selected for the ones due to shortages, and this season it was the 2016-17 season, and men's ones were away at Epsom, another big club in Surrey, and they had a shortage of players, so I got called up and was in the right place at the back post. Boasty shelled in a shot on the short corner, got a stick to it and roofed it. The first time I've ever done that, and probably the only time, but it was spectacular in my eyes. And even the Epsom defender said to me, "That was a cracking goal, mate." So I'll take that.
And you didn't rub it in at all?
Oh, no.
Oh, you could dine out on that one for a while.
Yeah, that's my highlight so far. Hopefully there'll be more.
Oh, you got plenty of time to go, Tabs. You can plenty of years yet to pull off that miracle goal or whatever it may be.
Well, see, I mean, now I'm eligible for over 50s. Anything can happen.
Well, you can represent your country, as it turns out.
That might be a bit hard down in this neck of the woods, but yeah, you can, Masters hockey is certainly another avenue.
The trick is just hang around long enough. One of our blokes has just been selected for the Australian over 75s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So what about you?
If I'm still running around at 75, I'll be more than happy.
So how's your season gone so far?
We're doing all right so far. We've two friendlies, we've won one, drawn one, and three league games, we've won two and drawn one. So yeah, we're going okay at the moment.
And that's an open league there, so you could be playing against a club 6-11 or a club's first 11. It's just how it all falls out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Generally in our league, because we're one of the smaller clubs, we're up against twos and threes, fours, generally.
That sounds like they might be young.
Yeah, a lot of them are. The trouble with them, they think they can go through you, but obviously the old heads, you know, pick them off. They've got their skills, but for some reason they don't like going around you.
That's a hip and shoulder.
They got all the skills, but they play as individuals, and it doesn't work.
That's something I found as well, Tansy. The number of times I came up against young kids and thought, why don't you just run around me, mate? You could go around me and I couldn't even reach the ball. Like, you'd just go, there'd be no tackle or nothing, but you came straight at me. No idea why.
Yeah. Even our lot, our men's threes, captain, Bacon, that's Forrest Farmer. He always tells the youngsters in the men's threes, you can't go through them, go round them, and what do? They try to go through them and, you know, get dispossessed.
It doesn't get any better. In our 50s team, we've got a guy who's has a reputation of being one of the great tacklers in the game, and blokes that have been playing against him all their life still continue to run straight at him. I don't know why.
No, I don't know either.
So, Tansy, you've seen some of the caliber of the other members of the TRS World 11. What do you think about some of your teammates in there?
Yeah, I was particularly impressed with Garley last week. With the it seems like they're just one constantly touring side. You know, the antics they get up to, it's just craziness.
You fancy Mexico?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, if we can swing that one for TRS tour, yeah, I'll be there.
I wonder if they might do some cheap blood transfusions down there as well, just to help us out.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like the place to go and play a tour.
Yeah, go and play. And you know, Looney sounds like a good keeper to have behind. Sorry, I mean, Lindsay Cooney's a good one to have behind you.
Yeah, definitely. And the goat man as well. I was happy to hear about his things. I'm now following Harborne and Chris Steyer and all that. It's an eye opener.
Fantastic. Is there any chance you could come up against each other on Tansy?
Only if they enter a mixed competition. We've got our side, we're entered to the England hockey mix thing, which is regional, and then it gets it can be national. Oh, okay. If everyone gets, well, I doubt we'd ever make it through to play, unless we did a friendly to play them, to be honest.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, John.
What do you mean?
You're not sure that? Well, I'm not sure we really need, you know, teammates coming up against each other, because it can get a bit competitive in training anyway.
Well, we need the competition in the squad, mate.
Yeah, Panda, his side, they're a division below us, or they're of a higher side, a division above us, so could end up playing against Panda.
So if he gets relegated and you stay where you are, that might come up next year.
If he gets promoted, I think he's playing division below us this season. That they've got a side above and below, but I'm not 100% which side he plays for. The old Kingstonians.
Yeah. Well, it's something to look out for. Well, I think we're hoping to get everybody together in 2 weeks, aren't we, John, for a bit of a get together, and we might do some broadcast of well, certainly a highlights package of the game. We might do a bit of commentary on that.
Yeah, what guy?
Well, we're getting the TRS World 11 together for the training camp in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yeah, once the stadium's free from the Australian men's team using it, we'll be able to pop in there. Yeah.
Perfect.
We're rehearsing the pump plays and all that. Yeah.
Well, Tansy, thank you so much for joining us on the reverse stick today, and once again, welcome to the TRS World 11. Just quickly before you go, a quick prediction on where your boys are going to finish in the league this year.
Well, if we carry on the way we're going, I'm hoping top three, if not top two. We could possibly even win it if we keep a consistency going. We could possibly win it. But yeah, top three. I'd sit on the fence slightly, but yeah, top three.
So you guys just play a league system with no finals, Tans?
No, it's just pure league. I think it's normally top two, sometimes three go up, and two come down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that system you play sounds much more fun. I think the bigger clubs here do it in the National League, but no, we don't have no pre-finals and grand finals.
Oh, you need to. I think that's another move that the reverse stick should do, is to push associations, etc., to have finals, because I reckon it's just a fantastic time of the year. It's different than a regular season. It's just great.
Yeah, the watching the game that was streamed, the limited resources you had, Matt, that was such good production, and it really sort of you got the whole shirt thing and everything, you could almost smell it.
Yeah, no, it was.
Don't worry.
It was good. I especially liked the scoreboard.
Yeah, that was state of the art.
Well, Tansy, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you get that top three spot, and thank you for your ongoing support with the podcast, and we enjoy reading your comments on Twitter. Where can people find you on Twitter?
@Tans_Lee.
That's TANZ underscore LEE.
That's right. It's the same on Instagram, although I don't spend quite so much time on there.
Too much with the pretty pictures. Great stuff, Tansy. Yeah. We'll speak soon, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah, keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for having me.